Rav Nosenzal says, V'alkein, Hashemer Socher Chayev B'gneva Vavedo U'potar Me'yoinsin. Based on what we've learned till now, this is why a person who's Shemer Socher, which means he's guarding somebody else's possession, for example, a car that cost $25,000, he's guarding it for a week, and he's getting paid $10 a day for watching it. He's Chayev for Gneva Vavedo. If the car gets stolen by night, you know, somebody breaks in and steals it, or it gets lost somehow, he's chayev for those kind of damages. But he's potur from oinsin. Oinsin means like armed robbery, or oinsin could mean lightning striking or something like that. Whereas v'hashoyel, one who borrows a car from somebody, now the shomer socher has no right to use the car at all. He's simply watching it. The shoyel, one who borrows a car from someone, has full use of the car, just about like the owner itself. Chayev gam boinsin. He's chayev. Besides gneva vaveda, he's chayev in oinsin also. Now Rav Nosenzal explains. Let's give a short introduction. Rav Nosenzal is going to show how all of a person's possessions and everything comes from rotzon. And he's going to show, depending on the ownership that the person has on the item, either that person is plugged into Rotzayin on a lower level, or else that person is plugged into the Shoyrish HaRotzayin. The Balabayit, the owner of an object himself, he certainly is plugged into the Shoyrish HaRotzayin, because he's got full use of the item across the board. Whereas the Shomer, depending on whether it's Shomer Socher or Shoyel, he's either plugged into the lower level Rotzayin or higher level Rotzayin, and that's what defines his responsibility. And that's what we're going to talk about now. We'll try to make it as clear as possible. Ki hamomoin v'hachafetzim shel kol odom heim nimshochim mishoyrish horotzin ho'elyoin. A Jew's money and all of his possessions originate from the shoyrish of the heavenly rotzin. V'b'chinas poiseach es yodecho u'mazbi'a l'chol chai rotzin. As the pasuk says, Hashem, open your hands and provide us from Rotzayin, from this location called Rotzayin, ukemavur umuvan batayronal, and as is explained in the chapter Likutaman that we're based on, shalidei his galus haRotzayin zoichin l'shefa haparnosa b'lishum uvdeklal, that when Hashem reveals his Rotzayin, when Hashem shines his full measure of chesed upon us, of which another word for that is Rotzayin, which means he does away with teva, Hateva, which is Bigimatria Likim, and instead he gives us Chesed, which is Rotzayin in this case, then a person doesn't even have to do any action or take any steps towards earning Parnosa. The Parnosa could come to him without any Isarusa de Lasat of his own. Nimtza, we understand from that, therefore, Shekol Hamomoin Vaparnosa, Nimsha Chalidei Hizgalus HaRotzayin, that in reality, a person's money and parnosa come through his galus harotzoin. When Hashem decides to reveal that he's in charge and that he has everything, and he has the ability to give anybody he wants, whatever he wants to give them, that's where it's really coming from. V'alkein harotzoin melubosh b'hamomoin v'chafetzin. Therefore, Rav Nosenzal says, a Jew needs to understand that in any money that a Jew acquires, or in any possessions that a Jew acquires, that money and possessions has in it the Rotzayin of Hashem. Hashem's giving you that was a way of Hashem showing favor to you. Favor is Rotzayin in this case. Bechinas umasbia lechol chai. Hashem satisfies all living beings with what? With Rotzayin. Rotzayin is another name for parnosa or for shefa. V'zeh shekosuv. This is why the pasuk says, Naftoli sva Rotzayin. Umolei berchas Hashem. Naftoli is filled with Rotzayin and full of the bracha of Hashem, because both are synonymous. Ki ho ashiros v'haparnoso hu bechinas heoras haRotzayin. Because when Hashem gives a person parnoso, he gives a person wealth, that's a form of Hashem delivering to that person Rotzayin. He's shining into that, he's showing his favor to that person. The word Rotzayin in this case is referring to this concept of Hashem's favor, Hashem's ahava. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara says, Bosar morei nichsi tzibi mishoich. That what follow, morei nichsi means a wealthy person, a person who has a lot of possessions, what follows him is the chips of his possessions, the crumbs of his possessions. Meaning, if you stick to him, even if he himself doesn't give you anything, just from the crumbs that fall from the dust, that falls from when he's walking, you know, you'll get wealthy. You can pick up all kinds of things. Ki hakoil nimshochim achar ritzonoi shel hoshir. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Gemara is telling us that people are drawn to the favor of a wealthy person. Because of the fact that the wealth that the person has comes from He'oras HaRotzoin, it's a manifestation of Hashem showing favor to that person. So when this person has wealth, it means he has this glow of Rotzoin. Therefore, people are looking for his favor to receive from him, and people are looking to show him favor. This is the introduction that Rav Nosson Zal uses to show that all of our possessions and all of our things are an example of He'oras HaRotzoin. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes this to a level of Shomer Socher and Shoyer. V'zeh ha'bal habayis shehamomoin v'akelim sheloi. The owner of an object, where the object belongs to him, etzloi b'chinas shoyresh ha'rotzoin hamalubosh b'hamomoin. His connection with Rotzoin is to the Shoyresh HaRotzoin, which is found in that money, in that possession. Why? Ki yochoy lasis boy kechefzoy Rotzoinoy kavas nafshoy. The fact that because he's able to do anything he wants with that car or with that house or with that piece of paper, he can throw it out, he can eat it, he can do anything he wants with it, that shows that he's mekusher to the Shoyresh HaRotzoin. Having full rights to do whatever you want with something implies that you're plugged in fully to the rotzoin that's malubosh in that item. V'alkein, therefore, with that goes a certain responsibility. V'alkein mutal olov lekasher harotzoin shebamamoin l'shoyresh harotzoin ho'elyon. Therefore, he is responsible to take the rotzoin that's found in the money or possessions that he has and plug it into the Shoyresh HaRotzoin, which is Hashem Himself, Kav Yochel, al yidei sheyishabed kol hamomoin l'Hashem Yisborach, by placing all of his money under Hashem's control and Hashem's authorization, lehisnai b'momoin kirtzoin elevad Yisborach, to conduct himself with his wealth and possessions exactly the way Hashem wants. Lasos boi tzdoko u'mitzvois, which means to use the money in a manner that Hashem would be pleased with. Now, if a Jew does that, if the owner of something does that with his possessions, he follows the rotzain of Hashem completely with his possessions, then that protects his money and possessions from all kinds of harm. Ki ikar hashmira al yidei he'oras harotzain shenimshach al yidei tzedaka al yidei shemekasher hamomoin l'rotzain yisborach v'kanal. Because we learned earlier that the main protection comes through He'oras HaRotzoin, which is activated through tzedakah by a person plugging the money into Hashem's Rotzoin. Ki kemoi shemekasher atzmoi gufoi v'nafshoi umamoinoi l'rotzoin yisborach. Because to the degree that a person succeeds in attaching his body, his soul, and his possessions to the Rotzoin of Hashem, kemoi kein nimshach olov Rotzoin ho'elyon. To that same extent, the person draws upon himself this heavenly Rotzoin, v'ideze nishmar mikol ra, and that protects him from all evil. Bebechinas, as it says in the Mishnah, asei Rotzoinoi kirtzoinecho, kedei sheyaseh Rotzoincho kirtzoinoi. Batel Rotzoincho mipnei Rotzoinecho, kedei shevatel Rotzoin acherim mipnei Rotzoinecho. The Mishnah says, make your will like Hashem's will, place your will under Hashem's will, so that Hashem will make what you want to be what He wants. He'll do what you want. And the Mishnah says also, nullify your will to Hashem's will, put aside your own personal desires and everything, to accept Hashem's desire, so that Hashem will put aside the will of all those who would want to do harm to you in any way, you know, for your will. Keep in mind, Rabbi Nizal had said in this Torah on Likutei Maran that there were two things that were opposite each other. the Kiddusha was called Ratzon. Ratzon means the fact that Hashem can do anything He wants. That's our emuna. Our emuna is that Hashem rules the world, and Hashem can do anything He wants at any time. His hands are not tied in any way by anything. Whereas, the opposite of that, which is called Amolek, which is called Klipos, which is called Tumah, which is called Metzach HaNochosh, is where we believe that there's a concept of Teva. There's something that controls, that Chas V'Shalom controls or limits Hashem to an extent. That there's fate, and there's nature, and that's how things happen. Things happen based on nature and fate. These two are opposites. Rabbein Azal had explained in Likutei Moran that to the extent that a person is plugged into fate and nature, they represent the source of all klipos and mazikin in this world. And to the extent that a person is committed over there, it's possible for all types of klipos and mazikin to harm that person. Whereas, if a Jew is zoche not to believe in teva, not to believe in those things, but rather to have emunas ha-rotzoin, and he's plugged into that rotzoin hu-elyoin, in a sense, that overrides, just like lahavdil, you can have in a country, you have the people, the regular people, who are governed by all the regular rules of the country. The law says this and this. The law says you can get this item, you can get this stipend, or you can't get this stipend. You have this benefit, or you don't have this benefit. Then you have what's called protectia. What's protectia? Protectia means that a person knows that despite the fact that there's this whole book of rules, I have this special connection to someone who's not bound by the rules at all. He can override the rules, he can manipulate the rules, he controls the rules, he writes the rules. And therefore, even though the rules say that I can't get this thing, I know I can get 10 of them, you know, etc. Lahavdil, by Hashem, it's the same thing. A person who doesn't believe in Rotzoin, who doesn't believe in that, that person is bound by Teva, and all the forces, all the natural forces, the Klipa, can all have a Shlit on him, and they can manifest their Shlit in different ways. Whereas a person who's plugged into Rotzoin, how's he plugged in? By showing that he's machmi and mevatel his rotzin, Hashem's rotzin. And it comes to his possessions, which are a manifestation of the rotzin of Hashem, he ties them also to the rotzin of Hashem. He won't do anything with his car that's not within Hashem's rotzin. He won't speed with his car. Why? Not because there's a sign on the road that says speed. Because Hashem says you have no right to put yourself in danger, and you certainly have no right to put somebody else in danger. He won't ride in the car on Shabbos, because Hashem said Wednesday it's okay, and Shabbos it's not okay. If a person shows that his car is plugged into the rotzin of Hashem, then that rotzin is a protectia for his car to protect it from all kinds of klipos and harm, you know, that could normally have any effect on it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, so now, depending on the level of control that a person exercises on an object, that's what determines to what extent he's plugged into that Rotzoin Elyon. Whether he's plugged in 60%, whether he's plugged into Rotzoin, or he's plugged into Shoresh HaRotzoin. That's the terminology that we're using here. And that's what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now, the difference between Shemer Socher and Shoyel. Ki hashoyel, the person who borrows something, kol hano sheloi, he has full benefit of that item. He's allowed to do anything he wants with that item to an extent. V'alkein hu chayev lishmor hamomoin gam me'oinsen haboim mebchinas metzach hanochosh. Therefore, he's also responsible for all type of harm that could befall that item, including oinsin, which comes from metzach hanochosh. Ki hu tzorech lachnia gam b'chinas metzach hanochosh shu shorish chochmas hateva al yidei sheyaleh shorish harotzen shebamomoin v'shorish harotzen ha'elyoin at sheyachnia b'chinas metzach hanochosh sheyidei zeh nishmorem yoinsin kanal. Because he has full control of the item, he's responsible to protect the item from all the full spectrum of klipos, including metzach hanochosh. How does he do that? He's got to be mekasher the shoyresh harotzoin that's in that item to the shoyresh rotzoin hu'elyon, which is a much higher level of tikkun. Avla shemer socher, Whereas the person who's simply watching the car and being paid $10 a day to watch it, and he can't drive the car, he can't move the car, he can't do anything, he has no use of the car, she'ein kol hano sheloi, ve'ein loy rak schar bat shmirosoi, he doesn't have the use of the car, he's simply being given a stipend of money for guarding, shehu bechinas shenimshach elov hamshuchas horotzoin, mehamomoi mehabalabayis, which means that this car is simply giving him a small salary. You know, it's via the car and via the owner of the car, he's receiving $10 a day, you know, for the watching of the car, that kind of thing. So that he's not attached to the Shoyrish Rotzain, he's not really attached to that car, he's attached to it in an external way. A guy who borrows someone else's car, if you're willing to borrow, to lend your car to someone else, you're just about giving him full ownership and full control of that item. So there, he has the ability and the responsibility to get into the Shoyer Shorotzin and be Mekasha, the Shoyer Shorotzin, that to the Shoyer Shorotzin Elyon. Whereas the Shomer Socher, who's not totally attached to that car, he's attached only in an external way. He's receiving a little bit of Rotzin indirect, not directly from Hashem, but via the owner of that car, who, because of the car, is paying him his $10 a day for Shmirah. It's the owner of the car who's plugged into the Sherish Rotzoin. Al Kain, Ein Biyacholtoi Kiyim Lakasher Harotzoin, Lesherish Rotzoin. Therefore, this Shomer Socher, he can't get into the Sherish Rotzoin. He can only attach the rotzoin in that car to the shoyrish rotzoin. Shaydeze ein nishmorim kiyum migneva vaveda. That's an external type of protection. That can only protect the car from gneva vaveda. Ki ayde hiskashrus harotzoin l'shoyrish rotzoin. Aydeze machnien hachayis rois. Shematin hoyda mibchinas gneva vaveda. Because a person who can only do that lower level tikkun of attaching the rotzain to shorish rotzain, he's only in a position to do battle with the chayos rois, who represent the weaker klipos, who their attack on the klal yisrael is trying to get Jews to mistakenly deviate from Hashem based on profit and pleasure, the concept of gneva vaveda, as we spoke about earlier. Aval meyoinsin iefsher lehinotzel. However, to protect an object from oinsin, from armed robbery, or from circumstances that are usually considered beyond your control, that's impossible. Kim kishem esaknim gam bechinas shoyrish harotzoin. It's only the one who can get into the shoyrish harotzoin of that object. It's only that one that has the ability to protect the object from that type of harm. Al yidei shemachniin metzach anochosh shu shoyrish chochmas hateva. Rav Nosson's using terminology. What the terminology is doesn't matter so much, as much as he's talking about people who have, one person has an external kesher to the item, the other person has a pnimi kesher to the item. The one who has the external kesher has an external level of responsibility and can only accomplish an external type of tikkun. The one who has a pnimi kesher to the item, he has a pnimi responsibility. We always say that with the turf comes responsibility. The one who has more of a kesher to the shorish rotzain in that item has the responsibility for full shmira, because he's in a position to make the full tikkun. Vezeh yadua. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a known rule. Shebechol bechino bechino ubechol dover vedover klulim kol habechinas. That whenever we talk in terms of Kabbalah, in terms of each item has everything else in it. Chesed has Gevura Teferes Netzach Hoyd in it. Gevura has Chesed. Each item has some of the other items in it. The Alkein, therefore, Habalabayis, the owner of an item, Shehamomoin Sheloi, to whom the object belongs to, Etzloi Bechinas Shoyresh Harotzain Shelamomoin. He's the one who has the most internal kesher to that item. He's the one who's plugged into the shoyrish harotzin of that item. V'alkein, hu tzorech l'sakein, gam bechinas ha-shoyrish. Therefore, he's responsible for the tikkun of the shoyrish of that item, the internal tikkun of that item, which means he has the ability to protect the item even from oinus. Therefore, when someone borrows something from someone else, where he's being given similar usage of the item as the owner himself has, he also assumes the responsibilities that the owner has, which is the tikkun for the shorish haratzoin, which will be a protection even from oinsin. Avla shemer socher, she'ein loy rak hamshochas haratzoin, shehu schori anim shechlo mibalabayis. Whereas the paid watchman, who's only getting his $10, you know, per day for watching this, so that he's not attached to the shorish harotzin in that, but rather his kesher is an external one. He can only rak hamshoch harotzin shuschor hanim shachlo mi balabayis sheshom mechina shorish harotzin. The shorish harotzin is still by the owner. Al kein ein chalolov hu achrayis kol kach migneva vaveda. Therefore, he's he's kiyim migneva vaveda. Therefore, he has lesser responsibility. Shenishmora mehem aydei hiskashrus kol amshochas haratzoinois l'shorish haratzoin. Where his protection of the item comes by being mekasher rotzoin to shorish haratzoin. Avol oinsin shenimshach mipigam metzach anochosh. Whereas the type of harm and damage that's called oinsin, which comes from metzach anochosh, shepoigim b'shoyrish harotzoin b'atzmoi, ze ein b'yodoi l'sakein. That he's not in a position to be misakein, ki tikun b'chinas shoyrish harotzoin shebamomoin, hu eitzel habalabayis, oy hashoyel, shenechshav kebalabayis, shekolano sheloi b'tanal. Because to make a tikun for the shoyrish harotzoin in this item, the only ones who can do that are the balabayit himself, who's attached to the shoyrish harotzoin, or the shoyel, who's being given full rights like the balabayit himself. Now, you could understand this even on a gashmi level. You know, you have a case of a person who owns a yacht, and the yacht costs $150,000. And this person, you know, he's a millionaire, he can afford this and everything. And again, he knows he's the one who knows the combination to the lock, since to the safe in that yacht, and the silver and gold, you know, all the different intricacies. He knows how to turn on the yacht and everything. He hires a watchman. The watchman gets paid his $10 a day to watch the yacht. You ask this watchman, do you know how to drive the yacht? No. Do you know what this button is? No. He doesn't need to know, because his kesher, even though he's receiving shefa through that yacht, his shefa isn't from the shorish harotzin in that yacht. He's connected in an external way. He's getting rotzin via the balabayit, via the yacht. He's getting his $10 a day. Whereas if this owner of the yacht has somebody who's close enough to him, where he'd be willing to lend him that yacht for a couple of weeks, you're talking about a different kesher. That person, the balabayis, is mamish giving over to him the yacht almost as if it's his. Why? Because it's a much closer kesher. That kesher means his kesher to the yacht isn't like the watchman who's some yo-yo, some stranger, you know, who's getting his $10 a day, and sometimes the guy can't even count to 10, but he knows just to stand there, make sure no kids put graffiti on the yacht or this thing, you know, that's it. But rather his kesher, he's the one who the person trusts with the keys, and he knows he's willing to let this guy take it out, you know, 100 mark, take it for a week, because of the fact that he's a much closer kesher, and he's giving that person the ability to get into the shoyrish harotzin. He's making that person, it's as if it's yours. Take it as if it's yours. If it's yours, now your kesher isn't just to the rotzin, it's to the shoyrish harotzin in that item. And therefore you have the ability to be mekasher the rotzin and shoyrish harotzin tashem. Therefore you have ability to protect the object from the type of harm, the external harm and the internal harm. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the Alkein, based on this, you could also understand why the halacha is, kol ha'umnin shemrei socharhem. A craftsman, a person who's a person who works with gold, or works with silver, whatever it is, or a car mechanic, when you give him your car to fix, he's an uman, he's a craftsman, he fixes cars. When you give him your car to fix, what level of responsibility does he have? What's he, a shoel or a shomer socher? The halacha says, shomeri socherim. They have the same level of responsibility as a shomer socher, as the one who's the paid watchman. Because again, the mechanic has no right to take the car, to use the car for his own family or that kind of thing. He has the right only to fix it. So he's going to get his $100 or $800 for fixing this car, for whatever time and effort he puts in. But it's not like he's mekusher to the shoyer sharotzon in that item. It's not like you gave him the car to use for his own personal use in any way. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki kol ho'umnus nimshochim ebchinas lametes malochos, because all types of craftsmanship is plugged into the 39 types of work that the Torah discusses. Shehem keneged lametes malochos ha-mishkan, which are connected to the 39 acts of work that were done in the Mishkan. Ukeshezoichin laharas harotzon al yedei tzedakah. We learned that when a Jew is zoche through tzedakah to activate the haharas harotzon of Hashem, to activate the chesed forces of Hashem, nistakein his galus shoresh harotzon, that person makes a tikkun to reveal the shoresh harotzon of Hashem, the higher level. Azai nizbatlin kol amalochos legamri. And we said when that happens, you don't need to go to work at all. When the hizgalus of the shoyresh harotzon of Hashem takes place, then there's no need for malocha at all. Ki niskayim ho'olam bechazdoi. Because the world, in its shoyresh harotzon, can exist purely on the chesed of Hashem. There's a pasuk, Rabbi Nizal quotes in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Oilom chesed yibone. That when Hashem first created the world, He didn't create it based on any activity that we did. You're telling me that if you don't work, you're not going to earn anything. That's a lie. When Hashem created the world and He put everything into earth, trees and all kinds of things, food and everything, who worked at it? Where was the Isarus of Al-Sata? There wasn't the Isarus of Al-Sata. We see that there was a put, that in the Shoyresh Haratzoin, there it's all Isarus of Al-Leila. There it's all Chesed. So if a, and Rabbeinu, I'll explain in that chapter in the Kutimran, that when a Jew gives tzedakah, which is also rotzoin, nedivu slave, he activates, he turns on that faucet of shoresh harotzoin, of this chesed, this upper chesed. Avol kol zman she'ein zoichen lehizgalus harotzoin b'shleimus. However, when this hizgalus harotzoin is not activated b'shleimus, it's not flowing b'shleimus, ve'ein machmiyin metzach hanochosh b'sheloshoi, and we have not succeeded in subduing the metzach hanochosh properly, rak shemekashrin kol haratzoinois l'sheresh haratzoin, we simply attach our ratzoin to the sheresh haratzoin, but we haven't gotten into our sheresh haratzoin, adayin ein nisbatlim kol hamalochos legamri. Then work cannot be done away with completely. Then there is a need for work. There is a need for hishtadlus. Rak al yidei hiskashrus harotzoin l'shoresh harotzoin, al yidei zeh zeichen lasis hamalochis bigdusha. Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that when a Jew is zeichet to attach his rotzoin to the shoresh harotzoin, then his work takes on a level of kedusha. If he's working based on the mitzvahs of the Torah, which means he doesn't work on Shabbos, he doesn't rip off his employer, you know, he works in a manner that the Torah prescribes, that's called being mekasher rotzoin to shoresh rotzoin, which means your malacha is a malacha of kedusha. Bibchinas maleches ha-mishkan. Your work can have the significance of the work that was being done in the Mishkan. Ve'inyin zeh mevoyor umuvan heitev lehel behilches orev. Rav Nosson Zal says this was explained very thoroughly earlier in the previous volume in Hilches Orev. V'al kein, therefore Rav Nosson Zal says, so again, he's emphasizing that there's two levels of tikkun. When a Jew goes to work as a religious Jew and conducts himself within the framework of the Rotzayn of Hashem as expressed in the Shulchan Aruch and all of those things, that Jew is accomplishing being mekasher rotzoin to shoresh rotzoin. He's being, and that's bechinas meleches ha-mishkon, that has a certain level of chashivos. But Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, that's a madrega. But there's a much higher madrega. That madrega necessitates work and everything. And Rabbeinu Salat said that once you get involved in that, though, it's possible for it to swallow up the person to such an extent where just the basic needs of a Jew, you know, rent, tuition, clothing, food for kids, all of that stuff, can take up the person's entire day and not leave any time for learning, for davening, for things like that. So Rabbeinu Salat said, therefore, there has to be an alternative for those people who want to have time for learning, who don't want to have hishtadlus 24 hours a day. They don't want to be working 24 hours a day, you know, on that level. They want to plug into a higher level, which allows them to work less and allocate some time to learning this, that, and take some days off. Question, what if you take a day off? Ridiculous. Where's your money going to come? The answer is they want to plug into that higher source. They want to plug into the chesed ho'elyon, to the He'oras HaRotzoim Sherish HaRotzoim. For that, Rabbeinu Zal said, you need tzedakah. That's a tikkun where when a person gives tzedakah the right way, where he breaks his achzor, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about what level of tzedakah, not, you know, not to someone that's close to you, but where you have to break your achzorius to give tzedakah, that level of tzedakah plugs you into a level of He'oras HaRotzoim Sherish HaRotzoim, where there's no need for malacha whatsoever. There, it's a concept of a flow of chesed that goes, it's a protectia that goes way above and beyond all natural, normal rules. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Val kein ha'umnim shemer socherein. Now you could understand why a worker, a craftsman, the car mechanic, the goldsmith, all of these people, when you give them your item to fix or whatever, they only have a status of shemer socher. They're not shoyel. Because the level of tikkun that they're affecting is the lower level tikkun. They're simply being mekasher rotzoin to sherish rotzoin. That's only a protection from gneva vaveda. That's not a powerful enough tikkun to serve as a protection from oinsin. Because we had learned that when a Jew affects a tikkun in the shleirish harotzayim, that would manifest itself by no need for work at all whatsoever. Aval ha'umnin ha'oiskim bo'umanusam umalachdom, whereas these craftsmen who are doing their work, zehu b'chinas tikkun hamalochos, aydei hiskashrus harotzaynos l'sharoshoy. That represents the lower level tikkun, the tikkun of being mekasher rotzayim to shleirish harotzayim. They have not yet been zoche to affect a tikkun in the shoyrish harotzon itself, which is levatel mimenu pigam kfiras metzach hanochosh, which means to destroy the pigam of the kfira of the metzach hanochosh, because kios, if they would have done that, then there would be no need for the work whatsoever. Therefore, they are not liable for that type of damage, that type of harm. Ki oinsin ein nizbatel ki malidei hachnoas metzach hanochosh. Because the ability to protect against oinsin, that comes only from one who's able to be machnia the metzach hanochosh. Shaydezer nizgale shoyrish harotzin. The one who's able to be machnia the metzach hanochosh, he has the ability to reveal the light of the shoyrish harotzin. Therefore, these craftsmen are only responsible for gneva vaveda, which is accomplished by anybody who can be mekasher their rotzoin to sherish rotzoin. That represents one who's doing his malacha, who makes a tikkun for his work, that his work should be plugged into the melechas hamishkan, which means his work is of a holy nature. V'hovein heitev, and understand this very well. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Kudimon, was addressing two levels. The person has a choice of functioning on level B or functioning on level A. And it seems it's only the biggest of tzaddikim that have the ability to go up to make that, to give tzedakah properly, you know, to give tzedakah the right way. Or, here again, could be this is a difference between giving tzedakah on an ordinary level, or giving tzedakah to a tzaddik who's on a madrega to affect this tikkun of metzach hanochosh, you know, and all of these things.
Now Rav Nosson Zal concludes and says, "V'zehu shenemar b'Esav." This is what's written about Esav Harosha. Shehu bechinas amolek. He is synonymous with the term amolek. Bechinas shorish chokhmas hateva. He represents this metzach hanochosh.
It says by him, "Im ganovim beolach eich nitmeso eich nechpesu Esav nivu matzpunov."
This is a pasuk written in the Novi Ovadia about Esav. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now.
Because in the future, when Moshiach is going to come, this Netzach HaNochosh is going to be defeated, this most powerful klipa. I once heard that the word Moshiach is Bigimatria Nochosh. The first one that caused trouble in the world was the Nochosh, the one who introduced death to the world and everything, and represents the most evil, evil klipa. The tikkun, the antidote, is going to be Moshiach. He's going to be the one who's going to be this metzach harotzoin, this tzedakah on the highest level, the one who's going to be in a position to be machmia, this metzach hanochosh legamri. The izgale metzach harotzoin. That's when there will be revealed this metzach harotzoin. The word metzach is also the letter tzemach. Es tzemach tovid avdecho meros atzmiach. Tzmichas keren Yeshua. That's the terminology that's used for the blossoming of a salvation for Klal Yisrael. Tefillin is the forehead, and tefillin, the light of tefillin, is also referred to as this he'orah of Netzach HaRotzon. Ve'oz yizbatlu ha'kfirois shel chachmei ha'teva. And when that happens, all the lack of faith of the chachmei ha'teva is going to become nullified completely. Shehem bechinas Esav, they represent Esav. Esav is miloshen asiya. Asiya means everything is, again, based on your action. If you do it, it happens. If you don't do it, it doesn't happen. That you have to do, there has to be sarusa de lesata. In the future, that's going to become botel. Bechinas, Shem Bechinas says it, legamri. It's going to become completely botel. Vizehu, this is why it says over there in the pasuk, im ganodim boloch, eich nidmesa, shelo hainu, shelo yavoyu, im chachmea teva oid begneva. They're not going to be coming, there's not going to be this Geneva anymore that comes with the Chachmei HaTeva. Ki achshov heim boem lefomim begeneva v'hatois kanal. Because we explained earlier that nowadays, when the Satan wants to pull people away from faith in Hashem, he doesn't usually pull out his super cannon, you know, the Metzach HaNochosh, sometimes, you know, trying to convince them straightforward, you know, anti-faith. But rather he comes begneva v'aveda. He comes in the form of offering them pleasures and luxuries and a lifestyle which indirectly causes the person, you know, to drop Hashem, to drop religion. It's not a direct onslaught on the person's, you know, religious beliefs, but rather it's a matter of getting a person involved in panasa, education, all kinds of things, of which an indirect result is the dropping of the frumkeit. Utzrichim lehisnaik kenegdom gamkein begneva. When the Yetzirah comes to a person in this form, if he's coming in that form, then you have to deal with him similarly. Also, begneva, trickery, lahatois hadas lemunas harotzim, to turn away your mind from lack of faith in Hashem to emunas harotzim, lignoiv hanefoshoiz shenilkedu etzlom bereshes teusam, to try to sneak out, to steal away from the Yetzirah those souls that have been trapped in this type of mistake. To sneak them away from him, to kidnap them and steal them away from him and bring them into the truth. Because today it is impossible to go out against the Sitra Achra in open combat. Because today, the Metzach HaNochosh has not yet been Nichna. So if you try to go out openly against the Sitra Achra, that's like trying to take on the Metzach HaNochosh. He'll clap you. He has oinsin by which he can clap you. Avolosid, whereas in the future, Sheyeh Nichna Metzach HaNochosh Legamri, when the Metzach HaNochosh will be defeated completely, V'yizgale Shoyrish HaRotzoin, and the Shoyrish HaRotzoin will be revealed, Oz Yiskayim Eich Nechpesu Esav Nivu Matzpunov. Then will be fulfilled what the pasuk says. How was Esav able to hide, in a sense, and his that which was hidden, his matzpunim, became revealed. ki izgalu kol matzpunei rishusay ukfirusay. All the hiddenness of Esau's rishus and kfirus will be revealed. Ki yuchlu lehachniyoy beizgalya biyad rama. Then we're going to be able to be machnia Esau openly, with full power, with an open hand. Ki izgale emuna sarotzoin le'ein koil. Because then the emuna and the rotzon of Hashem is going to be revealed obvious to all. Va'oz yiskayim va'olu moishim ba'atzin l'shvoites ha'reiso va'oisel Hashem amlucha. Then we're going to be able to go up to Har Tzion and to judge Har Esav, to be Machnia Esav completely, because the kingdom will be given over completely to Hashem. Ki yikablu kulam es oil malchusa yizborach bi'ahavo. That'll be a time when everybody's going to accept upon themselves the authority of Hashem with love. Ki yizgala lechol bo yoylam shehakoyl b'ritzon yizborach levad. It's going to be revealed to everybody that everything is purely the Ratzon of Hashem. Ki Hashem hu Elokim einoy milvadoy. People are going to see that Hashem hu Elokim, that what they thought originally was an independent entity, this thing called Teva, which we said is Bigimatri Elokim, HaTeva is Bigimatri Elokim, they're going to see that Elokim is also Yudke Vovke, that it's really all under Hashem's control and Hashem's authority, and that there's nothing but Hashem. The Rosh Hashanah is Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. Blessed is Hashem eternally. Baruch Hashem.